Hi, Wastelanders. I'm Sean, your host, and with me is Cody, my
Hello.
co-host. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine.
Ready for today?
No.
No, okay. Well, let's jump in anyway.
Because I've been trying heavily to avoid...
Knowing what we're going to talk about?
Yeah, knowing what we're going to talk about. Well, not only that, it's just I've been trying to avoid technology.
Oh.
Like, technological news.
Oh,
so
have
we
you?
Could get to this.
Oh, okay.
So I can come
So it's
kind
of fresh
complete...
new stuff that I'm going to tell you
yeah,
about
yeah,
today.
Yeah, so I can have a complete blank mind.
Okay. Well, with that, welcome to the Utopian Wasteland. Today, we are going to talk about some of the robots that are coming soon. And actually, some of them are so soon, they're already out. And they are in production. And so today's a little bit of a laundry list talking about just some companies. And pretty much all we're talking about today are bipedal robots.
Bipedal.
So okay. they, you know, walking robots.
Yep. I was gonna say, but before you continue, maybe give an exact definition of bipedal.
They have two legs.
Oh, literally? That's...
Bipedal simply means two legs. Humans are bipedal.
Oh.
Yeah.
I always thought bipedal meant like you could...
No, bi meaning two, pedal meaning feet, feet and legs.
Yeah, never mind.
And how you walk, so.
I'm a little slow today,
apparently. That's all right. It's all right.
I see one of the topics is Boston Dynamics.
We are starting with the 800-pound robotic gorilla in the room.
Oh, and, I'm sorry.
Well, these guys are the trendsetters. You know, really what they've been working on so hard all these years is setting the ground for everybody else in
right.
so many ways. So we're going to start with them. Boston Dynamics, they're located in Massachusetts in the United States. So everybody has probably seen videos of Spot. That's their dog-style robot.
And I want it.
Yeah, I do, too. They're pretty cool.
They're
and those have been for sale to the general public since June of 2020.
Yeah, for what, like 1,400?
No,
75,000.
Yeah.
My
Spot,
bad.
Spot's really advanced. It is available for $75,000.
Right, it's that other one I was looking at that was cheaper.
Much cheaper, and that's actually on the list for a little bit later. So we'll get to that one that's built in China. So
Continue,
these
sir.
Are already out working in roles like security and, you know, like analysis of...
Right.
Production, different things like that. But even at $75,000, it can easily replace four staff members and four shifts through the day that would have to do that. So honestly, we're talking about an investment that pays for itself in less than a year.
Yeah.
So it seems expensive, but when you're having to pay four employees to walk around doing security all day.
Right.
You know.
But at the same time, who the hell has that much money?
Well,
pardon me.
Any company that's got a payroll.
That's true.
Yeah.
Say,
so they're gonna put that out anyway.
Consumer.
No, I mean this is really aimed at businesses.
Yeah.
And you know, so it can pay for itself very quickly.
Right.
so much
Sorry,
so,
continue.
And it's no, it's okay. Hyundai Motor Group announced on April 3rd of this year that it has entered into an agreement with Boston Dynamics to purchase, get this, tens of thousands. Of robots from Boston Dynamics. Tens of thousands. And that is not just their Spot robot, but also that includes their new bipedal robot, Atlas. The latest version of Atlas is an all-electric, much easier to use. The previous version of Atlas was hydraulic, so it was a little more faulty. There was things that can go wrong.
Right.
The electric version that does weird yoga... can run a lot easier, and they're already starting to go into production on these.
So you mean the contortionist robot?
The contortionist one that we saw the creepy videos of. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, look up Electric Atlas. You'll see the video. So Hyundai already has their Spot robots being used for industrial inspection, predictive maintenance, and probably security, mm-hmm. things like that in their facilities. They like... the Boston Dynamics so much that they're investing in the company and they're going to be helping them with production. So, yeah.
Oh.
So that's moving forward. Staying in the USA, next we're moving to Salem, Oregon.
Okay.
And Agility Robotics is got a factory already producing robots. They are going into production.
In Salem, of all places.
Salem, Oregon.
Okay.
Yep. They've got their robot called Digit. which has already been in some factories and warehouses, so it's out in the work world already, slowly ramping up production with a goal of 10,000 robots per year.
Huh. I bet they put it through a lot of trials, huh?
Yes. many trials. Thank you. They're many using a robotics as a service program. These guys are a little different. You don't have to buy it outright. You rent the robot. Oh. And then there's an upgrade. You get the new one.
Oh.
So kind of like in the movie iRobot, where everybody had the robots in their homes, and then they came with the new ones and replaced them.
Right.
And I want to talk more about that later in our further discussion. For those of you just listening to the podcast and watching us on YouTube, if you become a patron on Patreon, you'll see we have an additional video that's going to be after this where we sit and discuss some of this stuff a little more in depth. So consider being on Patreon with us. So, yeah, in short, they're doing basically a rental, and it's estimated that they're going to cost between $10 and $12 an hour to have in the workplace, which is still cheaper than having employees.
Damn.
Yeah. So, now we're going to move across the Pacific over to China, company you were talking about a moment ago, Unitree Robotics.
Unitree. Okay.
They also have robots already in production and out for sale, and you, dear listener, can buy one yourself on Amazon, of all places. This is the one that you had looked up previously. And they've got their version of a dog-type robot that is called the Go 2. G-O and the number 2.
Of course.
Yeah. And that sells for only $2,400.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. I don't think it's nearly as advanced as Boston Dynamics Spot.
No.
But it looks like it can do quite a bit.
Right.
So $2,400, these things are getting super affordable. I mean, that's like a customized PC right there.
Yeah, right.
People spend this much money. So
actually, yeah, no, for just for the latest stuff.
For like a really good gaming PC.
For most modern stuff, especially if you're buying from companies, you can get a custom built PC for around $2,000, almost $3,000.
Exactly.
And that's with the latest stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, this is not totally out of the realm of consumers buying it.
No.
But in addition to their dog style, they've got one simply called the H1, which is a humanoid style robot, bipedal. So we're back to their bipedal robots here.
Right.
That one is adult human size, and it retails for about $90,000.
Okay.
So, you know, it's an investment, but for a company that's got payroll, you know, you've just replaced, again, four employees, four shifts with one robot.
Right.
But they've also, if you don't need something that is full human size, they've got a smaller one called the G1, also a humanoid bipedal robot, and it's about the size of an eight-year-old child. So, you know, about so tall. And that one retails for $16,000. So way more affordable if you don't need a tall robot. Maybe you just need to transport parts around your factory or your warehouse. You know, I'm sure there's a number of uses for it.
It's funny how China made the... Never mind. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, don't go there. Don't go there. Okay, now we're coming back across the Pacific, going just a little bit north of us to...
People on Patreon, I will make the joke later.
Maybe. We're going to Vancouver, Canada. All right, we're going to Vancouver, Canada next...
You can censor.
Oh, I know right where you're going. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying you might want to just censor what I said.
I might. Yeah.
Just to be sorry, the joke was there.
The joke was there. Yeah, I understand. Okay. Cut. Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Sanctuary,
Canada.
Vancouver, Canada, a company called Sanctuary AI.
Oh.
So they've got their Phoenix robot that is already out for sale. Apparently, when I looked on their website, they show it as a bipedal, but when I've seen testing models, it has been mounted on a roller chassis, so they apparently have two versions. Their big focus is on how the hands and arms work, and then how their own in-house developed AI system operates all of it.
Right.
Yeah. So, like some of the others, it is another general-purpose robot. And it has been put out in the real world being tested at a Mark's retail store in Langley, British Columbia, in Canada. And it was able to complete 110 different tasks, including packing boxes, labeling, folding clothes, cleaning, and more and costs only around $40,000 starting. Yeah. Pretty inexpensive, really affordable for a company. And Mark's is a very large chain.
Yeah.
They've got the capital to do it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, we'll talk a little bit about them and the wrap up at the end here.
Of course.
Now we're coming back into the United States, going down to California,
Okay.
where Figure AI has started shipments of its first undisclosed destination customer and has an agreement with a second customer who is, quote, one of the biggest US companies. So basically, they've got two really big clients, two big customers already, but they're not telling anybody who it is.
Of course.
Yeah. Trade secret, I guess, and probably still working on the deals. So,
They don't want to scare the employees that they're going to fire.
well, yeah, honestly, you could be totally right. They've also had their Figure 2 robots testing in a BMW plant in South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, carrying
Yeah.
parts and putting
Yeah.
things on shelves, doing some of the boring stuff that humans don't want to do and can be freed up to do other
Right.
things. Now, they've not announced what, quote unquote, largest company that the second client is, but one could speculate, and it's being speculated online, it's not just me,
Right.
that maybe it's Walmart. Because Walmart is the biggest employer in the United States with 2 million employees.
Oh.
Or next in line would be Amazon with its 1.5 million employees. So that's the two largest employers in the United States. So we'll see. At the same time, they've also debuted their own AI system called Helix that gives the robot superior reasoning capabilities in your home or workplace. And this is something you and I have talked about a little before. I watched this short video. This is the one that they put two robots at a kitchen counter, and
Yes.
the person then brought them some basic groceries and told them verbally, put these items away. The two robots worked together cooperatively and put everything away in a matter of minutes. Just simple
Right.
general training, they got it all figured out. Now imagine taking those and putting them in a grocery store or any retail place. They'd be able to stock shelves with no trouble, or maybe find and return items in a restaurant kitchen
Right.
with just as much ease, maybe stocking the freezers so people don't have to go in where it's really cold, things like that. Figure CEO Brett Adcock says that he sees the potential to ship 100,000 humanoid robots over the next 4 years for both commercial clients and homes. So they've designed a general purpose robot that people could have in their home as well. Yeah. I
Oh.
don't know what the price is on these yet.
Okay, so they haven't released the prices.
Well, not that I found. I'll keep digging over the coming weeks and see if
Okay.
I can find it out, but
Please do.
maybe I just missed it. Right now, it's
Always
one
a
of those things
possibility.
where they've kind of got it. Yeah, contact us and we'll talk sales. So,
Got it.
yeah. I think price is greatly dependent on how many you're going to buy. Yeah. Staying in the U.S., we're going to go down to Texas now. Apptronik. The Apptronik company is working toward production of their Apollo robot. Now, they've entered into an agreement already with Mercedes-Benz to deploy robots in their factories.
Okay.
And they've already been testing them at a Mercedes-Benz plants in both Germany and Hungary. They started that about a year ago, just having them move parts to the assembly line and then doing quality checks. So I watched a video of them. They could pick up a part and they had different cameras and sensors mounted on them. They could see if there was any defect in the part. If not, they could put it on a shelf or and then these big carts of parts can be brought over. So they're able to do these quick analysis and again, free up humans to be able to doing other things. Now Mercedes-Benz is so impressed, apparently, after all that testing, that they are investing in the company. They're investing in Apptronik of Texas. Yeah. So there's growing support from a lot of other industries for these robot factories that are being built in real time right now. And so, staying in Texas, the other big elephant in the room, of course, is Tesla. Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Yep.
Okay. No politics.
No politics.
Okay. So Tesla, they built a robotics factory in Texas. And so they're going into production.
Yeah.
They claim that their Optimus Gen 3 robot could be available for sale to businesses sometime this year and to consumers by 2026.
Okay.
The current price estimate, and again, bipedal, it's about, I think, what was it, like 5'8", 5'9", so a roughly human adult size. Their price estimate right now is $20,000 a piece. I mean, compared to everybody else, that is really cheap.
Right.
And very easy for companies to invest in if they can keep it at that price point.
Right.
Elon Musk estimates that he'll have around 1 million robots out in the world by 2027, eventually ramping up production to 1 million each year. So within 2 million, excuse me, within 2 years, expecting to have 1 million of them out in the workplace. We'll see.
I'll have comments for that later.
But... yeah, yeah. I mean, we'll see. But they do have robots out for testing already. Mm. And I watched a new video that just came out recently, since I wrote this script, in fact, showing one of their Optimus robots building another Optimus robot.
Mm.
So they're already setting up their robots to build their own robots. And some of these other companies that I've been reading about, they're doing exactly the same. So even though they've got humans working on the assembly lines right now, as they build their own robots, they're already programming them, thank you, to build more robots without the need of humans.
Right.
Yeah. So, that's the only ones I'm going to talk about today. That's a tiny little scratch on the surface of the robots that are out there coming out in just the next year or two from a growing number of companies. There's more. So, and again, what we've talked about today is just bipedal robots.
Right. There
are even more that are based on wheels and treads that are also coming out and have already been out for sale and are out there working in farming and factories. And of course, we don't always think of them as robots, but you know, even in, you know, auto plants and other sort of factories, there's just arm robots that are permanently mounted in places that have been in the workplace for a long time.
Right.
It's only getting to be more and more. So, big picture time. Here we go. So, first off, these are really cool. I mean, I get excited about these. I would love to have a home robot. I mean, it would be really nice to have one of them that is designed for home use to help with some basic cleaning.
Of course.
And you know, my mom is home, your grandma.
Yep.
It'd be nice when you and I are out, knowing that there was a robot keeping an eye on her if she needed help with something.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Make sure she's okay. And all
absolutely. Yeah. So I love some of the positive potential with some of these. You know, a lot of these robots and many others that we haven't talked about can, in the workplace, they can do the repetitive, boring, and sometimes dangerous jobs that humans don't want to do or really shouldn't be doing because they're dangerous. They can also be useful in homes, like we were just talking about, for a variety of reasons.
Right.
Yeah. So, robot to the rescue, you know, people who, you know, and people who live alone completely.
Right.
You've got a robot companion that can also help around the house. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
The flip side, of course, is that robots will absolutely be replacing humans in the workplace.
At a rapid pace, apparently.
At apparently a rapid pace, we're talking 3 years.
Yeah. Rapid place, yeah.
A rapid place. Yes. A rapid pace to that place.
Yes.
Of replacement.
Yes, actually.
Exactly. And it's just a given.
Yep.
I mean, we can complain about it. We can say, well, somebody should stop this, but nobody's going to stop this. And companies are going to do what is, for their bottom line, the best choice. And in many cases, it's going to be having a robot. You know, but it can be a good side, too. The people at Mark's Retail in Canada, who were testing that other robot, They said that having a robot do repetitive and boring tasks frees up their human staff to provide better customer service.
Right.
So they're actually channeling the same people they already got, putting them out on the floor to work with customers more directly rather than spending so much time having to stock shelves and fold things and do stuff in the back room. And so that's great. And if companies do that, they'll be very smart and will increase customer satisfaction. There are some things that customers just prefer to talk to a human about. However, I can see in a lot of retail situations, you know, walk into some big box and maybe there's a real personable looking robot there that all you really want to know is, hey, what aisle is this product I'm looking for in?
Right.
And it can drive around and take you right there. You don't really need a human for that. So I'm not sure how many humans are going to be kept in customer service. We'll see. In stores.
Or just the simple fact of, hey, do you have this in stock?
Right. And
it would know.
It would know because it's going to automatically be hooked up to the internal computer system and have the inventory. Absolutely. So, it could go either way. We'll see. Uh-huh. We'll see. So, that's what I've got for today.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Lots of changes coming. Coming really fast. And we're here to keep an eye on it, so keep watching us, and we'll do our best to keep you updated as best as we can. But every time I write a script and start working on this, a slew of new things come out, and it's just mind-numbing how fast new developments are coming out. So anyway, that's it for this episode. If you would like to hear a little more discussion on this, become a patron on Patreon, and Cody and I will be discussing some of this stuff with our opinions a little more in depth on a video that will be just on Patreon. So thank you for joining us today, and please keep listening. We'd really appreciate you being here. If you like this podcast, please tell others, encourage them to listen to, spread the word. We really think that everyone needs to know all of this stuff. I mean, absolutely everyone, because it's coming whether we like it or not, and everybody kind of needs to be informed, I think.
I would hope so.
Yeah. So, anyway, please be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you prefer to get your podcasts. And then also, please be sure to subscribe on our YouTube channel. The same podcast will be there with just a simple video background. It's nothing too fancy. If you like what we're doing and want to help us create even more, we invite you to become a patron on Patreon for as little as $5 a month. With that, you'll get to see all of our videos. At higher levels, we've got some extra perks, some merch, and fun things that is exclusive just for our patrons. Of course, we're also on social media, and you can find all of our links at utopianwasteland.com. So, until our next episode, remember, you can ignore technology, but it won't ignore you.